A New Viewpoint of the Monad. This lecture by Trigueirinho, which is being presented here with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in November 2003.
Aqui tem uma pergunta sobre a mônada.
There is a question here about the
monad. Jesus falava de mônada, ele chamava
When
de
Jesus
pai.
Spoke of the monad, he referred
então,
to it as father.
Os cristãos nessa nossa cultura,
so Christians in our culture
habituados a ouvir falar
are
em
not used to hearing about the monad.
Isto.
We do not
e
know what this is. And our understanding
é
is that father is like a human
então,
father up there.
Uma espécie de atraso.
So here a sort of backwardness took over, a question of unclear
e
concepts.
Esta da monad,
and this question of the monad, this conscious nucleus of ours on the cosmic level has always been very nebulous to us. When we hear about the soul, we have some idea of what it is. We have some idea of what the high self is. We know that we are seeking unity with this soul. But not all of us recognize, not all of us know that there is another nucleus of our consciousness that is even deeper. Beyond the soul, there is an even deeper nucleus, which is this monad. And beyond the monad, there is a still deeper nucleus. The soul, as we know, can be destroyed. The soul is not immortal. The soul can be made immortal. The soul can become immortal. But in principle, it is not. Because the soul is the nucleus that came into existence through the stimulus of the monad. So the monad stimulated the process, and thus the soul came into existence. So if the soul was created by the monad, it can be uncreated, because at any moment, that which was created can be uncreated or obliterated. Now with the monad, the case is slightly different, because in the human constitution, the monad is the first nucleus which will never disappear. Because the monad is an emission of a nucleus of ours, which we call the regent, a power which is unconceivable to us, to our mind. And this nucleus, which we call the regent, is on the highest point of the cosmic physical level, with projections in the cosmic astral level, which is the level of absolute immortality. So this regent, which is indestructible, is what emits the monad. So the monad is practically the representative of immortality. It is the monad which is indestructible. So in this stage of our evolution, we are encouraged to focus on this nucleus that is deeper than the soul, because it is the nucleus where we are really secure from any type of disintegration and of destruction, especially in these times when humans tamper with weapons, they tamper with substances, they tamper with genetics, they tamper with so many destructive things when we do not know how to deal with these things, because humans do not know how to deal with these things. They tamper with things they know nothing about. So in these times, it is very important for each one of us to be intensely centered in these deepest nuclei, because through this concentration, by seeking these deepest nuclei, we really do become very consciously aware of this immortality. We gain this strength to get through any stage of this world, any cycle of humanity.
E esta mônada, esse nosso
and this monad,
no plano
which
cósmico,
is our nucleus on the cosmic level,
ele é
is imperishable,
da ideia de separatividade,
and it is also exempt from the concept of separateness.
Bem concentrados na mônada,
so long as we are not completely concentrated in the monad, and so long as we have not yet built a channel of communication with the monad, and so long as the monad has not connected with our consciousness, we will always be separatist. We will not know this unification, this unity.
Esta mônada que nós somos,
this monad, which
não
we
é
are,
o único núcleo,
is not the only nucleus.
São sete as mônadas.
There are seven
são
monads.
Sete.
There are
então,
seven.
Na nossa ilusão,
so in our illusion,
nós somos uma mônada.
We think we are
mas,
one
na verdade,
monad.
O regente emitiu
but
sete
but the regent
mônadas.
Actually emitted seven
e até
monads.
E que a gente descubra que a gente é sete mônadas.
Until we discover that we are seven monads, until we discover
sétuple,
our sevenfold constitution in the cosmos,
fases,
we go through
evolutivas.
Many phases, many evolutionary
então,
stages.
Nós somos convidados a considerar a existência
so
desta
we are
mônada,
encouraged
a pedirmos
to ponder
luz
on the existence of this monad. To ask
porque
for light in regard
é
to this monad,
nosso,
because it is in this nucleus of ours that the cosmic laws
é
are picked up.
Que nós
it is in the monad that we are able to get to know universal
dizer,
laws.
Sentir,
to get to know means
viver.
To feel, to perceive,
porque
and
mesmo
to live.
Aqui, nível de personalidade,
because even here on the level of personality, we are aware of certain universal laws.
Pouco,
but this does not help very much because
leis,
we do not manage to
é?
Live these
que
laws.
Que
isn't this so?
Nível de personalidade,
what
você
is the use
somos todos
of
um.
Your declaring on the level of personality
conceito,
that we are all one? This is just a concept.
Vai se sentir
but
um com todos.
At this level of personality,
está
who
impossível.
Is going to feel one with all?
Um nível,
not even if they wanted to. This is impossible. Because this is a level,
então
it is another level of consciousness.
Ter noções sobre a
so
alma,
at the personality level,
mônada,
we can have concepts about the soul. We can have concepts
um,
about the monad. But we can never
inteiros.
Be one. We can never be
whole. Ser unidos,
we can never be united, united within ourselves,
isto
with everything and with everyone.
E
for us,
vivido,
this is just a theory.
Que isso seja experienciado,
and for this to be lived, for this to be experienced,
dividido,
for us to no longer be divided, we have to reach the monad.
Ter consciência deste núcleo.
We have to be aware of this nucleus.
E é neste núcleo que nós vamos
and
nos
it is in this nucleus that for the very first time we will feel undivided. For the first time we will feel united, united with everything and with everyone. And it is in this nucleus that for the first time we will be higher laws and not simply know about them. Without being able to be them. Because we cannot achieve this on the lower levels. No matter how well we know that love is universal, who actually lives this universal law on the level of personality? So we need an ascent. We need an understanding of these levels. We need to work at building an inducement. We need to work at surrender, to work at becoming open to these levels so that we can really live, really experience this unity, these universal laws, and also so that we can begin to feel, to perceive the hierarchies. All of us know about the hierarchies. We know which are the hierarchies of the earth, which are the cosmic hierarchies. We know all this in theory. And once in a while, if a hierarchy becomes incarnated, we are even able to recognize it. But this contact with the hierarchies, this life at the level of the hierarchy, this unification with the hierarchy, this can only happen fully at the monadic level.
Muito comprometidos com este processo.
So we are very committed to this process because this is the only way that we can really find ourselves again within our needs for this time, within what is required of us at this time. How many people have such a need to get in touch with themselves again? They have such a need to be fulfilled, such a need to find themselves, to recognize, to be what they are.
De necessidade de hoje,
but today,
é suprido,
this kind of need can only be provided for, can only find a response at the level of the monad. It can only find answers at this level. So it is very important for us to really surrender ourselves to this reflection and to this energy which begins to flow over us when we really begin to reflect on this.
Agora, esta mônada não representa,
now, we
como
think
a gente pensa,
that this monad
a nossa
represents
vontade suprema,
our supreme will, but it does not.
É um núcleo de consciência nosso,
because the monad is a nucleus of our consciousness
a nossa
that does not represent our individuality.
Nós temos em nível mais abaixo
our
da mônada.
Individuality
a mônada
is at a level below the monad. The monad functions
economia,
within our economy, within our structure.
A vontade
the monad
divina
represents divine
então,
will.
Nós, em nível de personalidade,
so at the level of personality,
a vontade superior é a mônada,
we
não
think
é isso
that
que a
our
gente
monad
aprende
is our higher
mas
will. Isn't this what we learn? But if we really surrendered to the energy of the monad, we would gradually discover that this supreme will, which is represented by the monad, is not ours, nor is it the monad's. The monad represents the will of divinity itself. So this gives us another viewpoint of the monad.
Enquanto
and
nossa
we cannot hold this view of the monad as long as one's consciousness is not used to thinking about the monad. One's consciousness is motivated to consider the monad as if the monad were its deepest inner nucleus of higher will. But when one's consciousness reaches that point, and when it undergoes other expansions, our consciousness discovers that we did not have any will at all, that the will was the divine will. It was the will of the divinity. And this is the will that the monad represents. And the more the monad becomes anchored within this will of divinity, the more the monad discovers that it is the divine will rather than its own will, the more it becomes aware of this divine will that it represents, it discovers that it also represents the will of the consciousness of the planet. So our monad has its own pathway of development. Our monad has a pathway of evolution. And when we talk about our monad, if our monad is really evolved, we are really talking about our own divinity. We are even talking about the planetary consciousness within ourselves. And then as our monad evolves, our monad begins to live like a cell of this planetary consciousness. Then greater expansions of consciousness will come later on, and we will begin to feel that we are the planet itself, because each of us, in essence, is a planetary logos. Each one of us, in essence, is a cosmic nucleus. And as we gradually discover this, as we gradually live this, we begin to shift our focus of consciousness. We begin to change the level of our interests. We begin to change the level of our vibrations while our monad goes on developing. And until we begin to perceive that the monad is a cell of this great planetary consciousness, we have a pathway to follow. And it is good for us to have this perspective so that we do not get lost in these blind alleys of the personality, because the personality does not have avenues or highways. The personality has blind alleys and corners, little tiny corners on the surface of things, tiny byways, small blocked-off doorways. So we need this vision, we need this perspective, so that we do not remain crystallized on those levels where humanity keeps on struggling.
Vamos percebendo também nesta trajetória.
On this pathway, we also gradually perceive
neste momento
that although the monad is currently polarized, although it is currently anchored in the aura of this planet, and that at this moment we are having an experience on this planet, we also gradually perceive that we are not terrestrial beings. Our monad, or this divinity, is presently here on this earth. But this monad came from experiences on other planets, and it will go on to experiences on new planets when it finishes its experiences here. This is what the extraterrestrial presence in the skies is trying to communicate to us. This is what the presence that is here today, even in the form of lights, is trying to convey to us. This is what it is trying to imply, that we should not feel limited on this planet, nor feel that we are invaded by beings from other planets, because we all come from other planets. It is not those extraterrestrials. All of us are cosmic beings. All of us are this, and right now we are here. So we refer to them as those extraterrestrials, those extraterrestrial brothers, and they do not call us terrestrials. Who was ever called a terrestrial by one of these beings? Who was ever called a terrestrial being? We are all cosmic beings. We are all beings of this cosmos.
Passando pela Terra.
And we are just journeying through the earth.
Nos traz a consciência monádica.
So the monadic consciousness brings us all of this.
Estas percepções.
The monadic consciousness brings us these perceptions.
Estas coisas.
The monadic consciousness opens us to these things. It opens us to those pathways that are much broader than the path we have followed up until now.
Se nós entrarmos neste caminho mais amplo,
if we enter this broader pathway,
porta mais aberta,
if we enter this wide open door,
becos terrestres e da personalidade,
if we leave behind these blind alleys of the earth
maior,
and the personality,
nós vamos ver
and enter this broader way,
monada, que nós como monada,
we will see that our monad, that we as monads, are not only a cell of the planetary consciousness, but that we are also a lens. We are also something transparent through which the solar essence, the spirit of the sun, comes to the earth. This happens through our intermediation. So if we, as monads, are cells of the planetary consciousness, it is through the monads that this solar consciousness
vem
that
para
the
a terra,
spirit of the sun comes to the earth.
Estas células para chegar
because the sun has to go through
terra,
these cells to reach the center of the earth, to reach the central
então,
consciousness of the earth.
Mônadas são núcleos.
So monads are nuclei.
É uma situação,
monads are a situation. A monad is a state.
Um estado de mensageiro.
A state of being a messenger. A state of mirror. A state of being a lens of a filter through which all the solar essence passes so as to penetrate the earth. And this takes place through the monads. And in our pride, we cannot learn all of these things right away. We have to have worked on our pride to really know what it is, to really know what it means, to really know our role in this planet, what we are doing on this planet. Because without human monads here, without this web of human monads, certain essences of the sun could not penetrate here. They would not be able to vivify this planet. But when our mind opens to these things, thanks to the monadic evolution in us, when our mind opens to these things, the mind finds itself in such a special, grand, unexpected situation that pride has to be healed once and for all. This human pride, this low, stingy, normal human mental pride, and this must really be dissolved. But dissolved by this greater light, dissolved by this greater light that comes from the monad, which basically comes from the sun.
Deste sistema.
And the sun is fundamentally the governor or regent of the system. And this planet Earth, where the monads are to be found at this time, this planet Earth would not be a live planet if it were not for the presence of these monads and of the work of the monads to filter the solar essence so that it can reach here. So we should really revere what we are in our reality, in our essence. In our essence, in our reality, we have this value. And we must not come down from this level. We must not forget these values. Otherwise, we will become befogged by so many small things which we consider to be values.
Yes,
our nucleus beyond the monad is the regent, and the regent emits the monads to the material level and emits the principles, which are other projections of this regent. And it is up to this nucleus of the regent to draw all these together within itself at the appropriate time. And at this point, we will be beyond human evolution. We will be in another evolution. But the monad or the monads are very understandable to us because monads are this projection in the material world. So we are able to understand all of this. But as for the principles, we would have to be more subtle to be able to get into this subject of the principles.
Uma pessoa diz que não entende
someone says that she does not understand the incoherence to be found in spiritual teaching.
Porque há ensinamentos que dizem que
because
o homem
some spiritual
nasceu
teachings
para ser
say
feliz,
that humans were born to be happy.
E outros ensinamentos
and other spiritual teachings
que dizem que o
say
homem
that
nasceu
humans
para sofrer.
Were born to suffer.
Estas coisas variam
these
de
things
indivíduo
vary
para indivíduo,
from individual to individual,
dependendo do karma deles.
Depending on their karma.
E quem sofre deve aprender
and
a não
those
sofrer.
Who are suffering should learn not to suffer.
Porque Deus não faz ninguém sofrer.
Because
nós
God
temos
does
que
not make anybody suffer.
Sofrer.
We are the ones who need to
porque
learn not to suffer.
Personalidade.
Because it is the personality that suffers,
físico,
the mind, the emotions, the physical body.
Sofre.
The personality is what suffers. So we need
sofrer
to learn to stop suffering. To suffer, what for?
Aprender.
This is what we have to learn.
Quem sofre nesse campo é porque ainda não aprendeu.
Those who suffer like that have not learned how not to suffer. Once they learn, they will no longer suffer, no matter what happens.
Isto são coisas muito individuais.
These things depend on the individual. And spiritual teaching is for everyone.
Ensinamento espiritual
spiritual teaching must address everyone.
Quando nós estamos diante do ensinamento espiritual,
when we look at spiritual teaching, we have to see if that is meant for us.
Se não for para nós,
if it is not meant for us, we should set it aside,
não é pro nosso momento,
because it is not intended for us right now.
O ensinamento espiritual é infinito, é amplo.
Spiritual
então,
teaching
tem para
is infinite,
todas as necessidades.
It is vast, so there is teaching to meet all
então,
kinds of
needs.
Então,
quem está com karma de pagamento de
so
certas
someone
coisas,
who has a karmic debt in certain matters should be able to find help in a specific spiritual teaching, and someone who has a better karma should find another kind of help, because everybody needs help. So there is no incoherence. We find that which works for us, and we put aside that which is inadequate for us.
E o ensinamento espiritual tem vários níveis.
And spiritual teaching also has several levels.
De evolução e
different
de consciência.
Levels of evolution
então,
and of consciousness.
Uma coisa serve
so
para
at
nós,
times, something is
outro.
Useful for us, but it is
o
not so for someone else.
Necessidade.
The other person has
e
a different need.
Espiritual inclui tudo.
And spiritual
tudo
teaching includes
ali dentro.
Everything. Everything is in there.
E aqui uma pessoa teve uma experiência.
And someone is telling about
ela
her experience. She says that some beings
que ela tinha
showed her
muita energia nas mãos,
that she had a lot of energy in her hands
se deveria pôr a curar
and that she
os
should
outros,
begin to
mãos.
Use her hands to heal others.
E ela, então, está querendo saber
so
de
she
onde
wants
veio
to know where this
impressão.
Impression came
se
from.
Isto veio do seu grupo de almas,
whether this came from her group of souls, because she
grupo,
knows that souls are in groups, that souls form
ou
groups,
se isto veio de algum
or whether this came
instrutor
from
ou
some
de algum
teacher
mestre.
Or from some master.
Bem, como ela
well,
diz que havia
since she says
vários seres
that there were several beings showing her this, it was probably her group of souls which wants her to see
aqui.
What her task is here. Because soul groups can be partly non-incarnated and partly incarnate.
Não precisa estar totalmente
the
encarnado.
Group does not need to be
então,
completely incarnated. So when a member of a group is incarnated,
da parte do grupo
it is possible for the discarnate part of the group
este ser
to inspire this person to fulfill his or her task. Because if a group of souls is partly incarnate and partly discarnate, it is because the discarnate souls have already fulfilled certain stages, and those that remain incarnate still need to complete certain tasks here and to be done here. So they are not on the same level. So it is possible for a group to watch over or to inspire or for a group to teach someone who is still incarnate.
Mas esta pessoa
but this
não,
person
precisa pegar isto
does
tudo
not
ao pé da
have
letra.
To take this literally.
Sempre
one must
que pedir
always
confirmação.
Ask for confirmation.
A gente tem sempre que pedir inspiração.
We must always ask for inspiration.
E principalmente
and
proteção
mainly ask
para
for protection to understand
direito.
Things correctly.
Porque é muito fácil
because it
que
is
a gente
very
não
easy
compreenda uma coisa direito.
For us
muito
to misunderstand
fácil.
Something. Very
então,
easy.
Precisa pedir proteção
so we need to ask for protection
para que se compreenda direito.
To be able to understand something correctly so that we
vem,
do not delude ourselves with whatever comes, even inwardly.
Porque o que vem por vias
because what comes inwardly is correct.
Mas o nosso mecanismo de recepção pode não estar tão bem naquele momento. Então, por mais consciência que a gente tenha, estar recebendo uma orientação, precisa sempre pedir confirmação e principalmente proteção.
And most of all, for protection, in order to really understand what we receive correctly, we need to be very careful to keep on being humble when we go through these periods or these stages. When we feel that we are inspired, when we begin to feel that we are guided, when we begin to feel a support and inner help, we need great humility more than ever. So we must always ask for protection, to understand things correctly, not to distort things without meaning to distort them without thinking. We have to keep on asking for protection. Even when we are sure about things, it is good to ask for protection and to be very humble.